Sit down. All right. Everybody, sit down. Inside of this idea, of this construct of life, we have to make sense of disorder. You have to make sense of confusion. You have to make sense of competing goals and values, of your family, your work, and just life itself pulling you in different directions. There's desires, there's things we want. There's this idea of, hey, you only live once. And so we have to operate within that. We have to somehow find happiness. We have to find reason. We have to find meaning inside of our life. We have to, in stock trading, I call it, we have to define structure. We have to make sense of the chaos. Price is going up, price is going down. And somehow within that, we have to find meaning. We have to look at it in such a way. We have to put on some sort of filters that allow us to filter information. Because there's so much of it. And there's so many opinions, and there's so many gurus, and there's so many ideas, and there's so many ways. But you have to simplify things. You have to create a structure for you that allows you to maneuver within life and business. And how do we do this? How do we handle failure? We start a business and the business doesn't seem to work and it seems to fall, and it's what you would define and call a failure. And yet, how do we make sense of this? Some people who seem to have it so easy, and we might find ourselves struggling. But it's inside of the struggle. It's inside of this. Iron sharpens iron. Inside of the struggle and the clash. That we are sharpened. This is where character comes from. You're not born with it. People aren't born with the ability to deal with struggle. You develop the ability to deal with struggle as you grow older. I use this term called falling forward fast, meaning I don't have to have all the answers. I can begin to do it, and I just fall forward. If you ever watch a child when he's trying to learn, sometimes they get going, and as they're falling, they're putting one foot in front of the other, and they're pushing forward, and they're falling forward. And every business that I've ever launched, every idea, every scheme that I've ever come up with to make money was me falling forward. I didn't have all the answers. And so when I got started investing in real estate, I didn't know anything. I didn't go to a course. I didn't find a guru. I read one book and bought two houses. Not five books. I didn't need to know the beginning and the end. I just needed to get started. Because everything I need is inside of me. And so as a king and as a queen, and as you hold down your kingdom and build your empire, you're not going to know everything. This is why we have advisors. This is why kings have advisors. The king is ultimately in charge and held responsible, but he seeks out counsel. And you're going to seek out counsel. And inside of this, life, business, family, the 24 hours that we have, you have to create order and structure in a world that isn't orderly. And in a world that's just fucking chaotic. With lots of competition. And depending on your age, it will change how you view the planet, how you view the world, and how you respond. The older you get, you would think you get wiser. But you don't. A lot of older people make catastrophic mistakes with their investments, with their retirement. they've done it properly for 30 or 40 years, and all of a sudden now they're retired, and there's a stock market crash or a pullback, and they flip out and they do everything they shouldn't have done, and they undo 20 or 30 years of savings in a moment of panic because they couldn't see structure. They were overwhelmed with the chaos, so they couldn't make order out of the chaos. So we have to create structure. The way that you manage 15 rental properties is with structure. And inside of that structure, you have customers, tenants. They may not like your structure. And you're going to have people push against it, want to change things and want to make things different. You're going to have this with customers as well. And it's up to us as the king, as the queen, as the leader to redirect those people. To explain to them not how it works. To not be led around by the nose. Well, same thing could be said inside of the market. So when the market's selling off, you don't panic. You create structure. You make sense of the chaos. And you look at it. You step back. You see the big picture. I talk about this idea of the 10 pillars of success. Pillar number 7, see the big picture. You're able to step back and say, hey, what is happening right now isn't going to happen forever. And you make wise decisions. And the truth is, the less you have, the wiser you should be. No more excuses. You say, well, my dad didn't show me that. Okay. Show yourself. Well, I haven't had anyone to influence me. Influence yourself. Stop looking for an excuse. You don't need a guru. You need to get off your ass and take action. I wrote an ad years ago that consisted of about 12 words. And those 12 words have made millions of dollars over the last decade, have sold millions of dollars in leads. One of my businesses, I'm a lead broker. I sell leads. And hundreds of thousands of dollars in books. I write books. 12 words on a piece of paper brought order and structure to my life that I can't express. Because with those 12 words, I took control of my life. And I pushed my intention into the universe that here's what I want. And I took these lessons and these ideas that I had learned that it's better to give than to receive. And the idea that if you help enough other people get what you want, what they want, you'll get what you want. And that what you give away, you always get to keep. I took these ideas and phrases from mentors and people who had come into my life. And I began to put them down and make order and structure out of chaos. And I began to implement them as a strategy in which to build wealth. And I built a business. And I used the postal system. I ran ads in magazines that pointed people to 866 numbers and websites where I then had them call on the phone to request free information. I put friction between me and the person. I don't want it to be fucking easy. I want it to be hard. I want you to have to go out of your way to get information from me. Why? Because that narrows down the prospect. See, if you go out of your way to get information from me, it's going to be a hell of a lot easier to sell to you than to somebody else. And so I began to make order out of chaos, structure out of disorder, and I began to build a business. But that's not what most people do. And then I began to write books on how I did it. And I wrote a book called The Money Flow, and I wrote a book called The Goals. I wrote a book called The Mentalist. I wrote a book called The 24-Hour Cash Machine, and I began to sell these books. And then I had a grand idea to sell these books as a pack that I called the Money Flow Master Pack, and it cost $440 for my 4 books and 4 audio CDs. And if you wanted them, that was the cost. and I created structure out of disorder. And I took 12 words and put it in a magazine as an ad and connected it to an 866 number, connected it to a website, connected it to a PO box, because advertising, you need 3 points of contact. Three, not two, not one, three. People need to be able to reach you three ways. And I began to push my intention into the universe. And I began to go out into market. Now, why would so many people fail in a business that I've done so well in? Because they don't bring order to the chaos. They don't bring order to the chaos. They just sit in fucking chaos. Woe is me, poor is me, I can't seem to make money. And so they sit, the king of a kingdom that's in shambles. No advisors. No one to blame but themselves. No 10 principles to apply to their life. No courage, no guts. Just in self-pity. This is why people fail. Most of the time, the people who respond to my ads are at the end. They're broke. They don't know what else to do. And unfortunately, it's a condition of human beings. People quit smoking when they're told they're going to die. People decide they need to do something about their financial situation when it's too fucking late. And there's nothing you can do. It takes time to build order out of disorder. It takes time to develop infrastructure. And other people don't care about you. Nobody gives a fuck if you live your dreams or not. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody cares. Except you. Maybe your parents. That's a big maybe. Because even though they're your parents, they're on the same journey as you. See, when they die, you don't get to help them. And I have to explain this to my son. Yeah, we're doing you, but first I'm doing me. I'm behind you in your dreams, but I'm completely behind mine. Because see, if I follow my dreams and I do my thing, he benefits. And I watch other parents flip the roles. Oh, it's all for the kids. It's fucking stupid. It's not all about the kids. The kids are riding with you. Your first responsibility is to you to bring chaos. Your first responsibility to that child is to build your foundation, to get yourself out of debt for the child. And people get it mixed up. He's riding with me. I'm not riding with him. And when he's 18, he's on his own. And the day I die, I got to give an account for me. And what I did. See, the Bible says I'm given one talent. He's given five talents. And that person's given 10 talents. And one day you have to give an account for the talents that you were given. And nobody's going to want to hear your bullshit excuses. Well, nobody taught me how to be good with money. Teach yourself, dummy. See, this is how I talk to myself. People say, wow, you work a lot. You seem motivated. Yeah, because I don't need motivation. I don't need a fucking guru or motivation. I'm motivated. And the same spirit that created the universe, that created Steve Jobs, that built the Apple iPhone, rests in me. And it rests in you. But we have to create order out of chaos. And that's your role. So what's chaotic in your life right now? What's all fucked up in your life right now? How many opportunities have you plugged in? How many ideas have you done? How many fucking diets have you done? How many investing strategies? How many of these things? And you can't make it past day 90. Repetition is the mother of skill. So people came into my business and I share with them the 12 words that changed my life, that sold millions of dollars in leads and hundreds of thousands of dollars in books. And I share with them and I teach the exact same strategy. The problem is the 4 D's gets everyone: death, divorce, disease, and disinterest. People just simply aren't interested. One of the problems with our country is even the poor people are prosperous. Even broke people eat. And it's a crying shame. In my opinion, the best thing the government could do for you is to give you nothing. Nothing. Not a fucking penny. Nothing. No Social Security, no Medicaid, nothing. You'd get zero. That's what should happen. And then everyone would be responsible for themselves, part of the 10 pillars of success. And that would fix a lot of the problems we have. But that's not where we live. And I'm not in charge, so that ain't going to happen. And so people come in and you're too comfortable. People come in to do business with me and they could do great and they could make a lot of money. But they can't control their own mind. They can't think on a single subject for 3 days, 4 days, 5 months, 6 months. Their mind wanders in and out. They can't form structure. They can't create order and structure out of chaos and disorder. They can't force themselves to commit. They can't push their impression into the universe because they don't know what their impression is. They don't know what it is they want. They're just floating like a boat with no rudders, just in the ocean being tossed to and fro. So you can't create structure when you don't know what you want. And that's where you find yourself. So where inside of your life? Where inside of your life do you need to create structure and order out of chaos? Hey guys, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. As always, if you don't have a free copy of my book, you don't have to die broke. Simply reach out to me by DM or text message, email, or carrier pigeon. However, and I'd be happy to get the book to you. As always, I'd love to send you a physical copy. It's $15 by PayPal. And if you haven't read my book on stock trading, The Money Flow, I would highly encourage that you get a copy of this book. You can purchase it on Amazon Kindle, which I prefer you didn't. Amazon's got enough money. Or hit me up, order it directly from me. That way you get author support. God bless.